The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Changes in climate are affecting the western desert area of the United States. Scientists use satellite imagery to map the vegetation changes from 2000 to 2014 in the western U.S. They found that during the drought of 2002, the abundance of available vegetation that mule deer eat contracted to the mountainous regions, and less of the Mojave Desert and other dry regions had enough greenery to sustain the population. At the same time, the actual abundance of mule deer dropped by about 20%, with the deer occupying a smaller area. Even though mountain lion don't eat grass, mule deer make up about 60% of their diet, the declines in vegetation also led to a dramatic drop in mountain lion populations as well. Paradoxically, the dwindling mountain lion population may mean more conflicts with humans. As fewer mule deer survive in the wild, they may venture out into the manicured greenery of human landscapes. Agriculture and human landscapes are irrigated and fairly consistent. And as conditions in native habitat diminish, it makes those human landscapes all the more attractive.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.